Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, and I want to say thank you for tuning in and hitting the play button. Got to give out shout outs to my community. I'd like to say thank you to Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Sterling Heights, Michigan. And of course, our friends across the way in Vietnam. I love that our podcast is making it around the world to the early childhood community. So thank you for tuning in today. This is episode 4 of our series that we are doing on customer service and retention with Daniel Laurent. It's Laurent. Cut it out. Laurent. Oh my God.
Wait.
You're going to hear this every episode. So today we're going to talk about the cost of chaos and why systems are essential for success in your childcare business. We'll break down the financial implications along with just disaster that happens if you don't have good systems in place. And when we talk about systems, we're not just talking about your childcare app. We're talking about all your systems to make sure that everything is consistent and streamlined in your business to save you time, money, energy, and headaches. So let's talk about it today. So welcome to the show. So if you haven't tuned into the other, episodes, Daniel runs a company called For Your Review and Your Review. He does a lot around how to build your business to make your customer journey strong. And so we thought that this would be a great topic. And a lot of times when things fall through the cracks, it's because there isn't a system in place, or there isn't training in place to support what your expectations are. So let's talk about it. How do systems contribute to the success of a childcare facility?
I think it is consistency. I think it's structure. I think it is outlined expectations. I think all those things are the systems. And again, you know, and we touched on it briefly on one of the other shows, but outlining what your expectations are, it's not to say that they're going to be met 100% of the time. However, at least this is what the goal is. And you want everyone to know that this is what the goal is. So doing something here, hopefully people can almost like auto course correct and figure that out. Or if it's here, maybe everyone meets here. Right. And so, you know, talking about, I know you mentioned before about the childcare app, right? Where, you know, one teacher might be really, really good at uploading and updating all the information, go somewhere else, go to the next class, and it's nothing. It's crickets, right? Or maybe it's child's here eating lunch. It's like, well, what kind of lunch? What, you know? So for me, depending on the amount of staff that one would have, either A, the ones who are, I'm using weaker and bunny hairs, but the one who are weaker needs to be retrained, and it could be teacher to teacher where they can train a trainer, or someone can be designated where they go into each classroom and take a couple of photos and do a little bit of updating. So that way, at least it's consistent.
Yeah.
You know,
we had talked about that at our center too, to kind of offer that support.
But see, that system, literally. And it's not a big, difficult, I think when people hear systems, they think of this big construction project and it's, you know, 10 levels and an elevator and you need to, you know, or an escalator. It's just very like what one, always back to core values, right? And then how do you support those core values and what does that look like? And so if you are a daycare center, having people coming in smelling like alcohol or marijuana is probably not, that's against, right?
And
that's like foundational.
Yeah.
So if you don't say that, you know, with the legalization or whatever, and you have people coming in, it's like, oh, well, it's legal. And it's like, but here, this is where our foundational, and you have to say that. So
yeah,
I kind of went off a little bit, but. Daniel Lorraine.
It's a valid point. And like you said, with legalization, that's probably something that many centers have to reiterate. Like you said, the cell phones, right? I think too, you know, like you said, people think it's this big, complex thing. Actually, once you have systems in place, it actually makes you more efficient.
Yeah.
So even though you think it might be that you have to spend more time, it actually saves you time, especially once the system's in place and everything is smoothed out. It really does make it a lot easier and efficient. And again, to your point about a consistency. So that way, if we say you're on a tour, you're going to get photos and updates of your child throughout the day, and then we don't deliver, then we're not doing what we said we
would. There's a service.
So, right, it's a service failure. So systems help you with that consistency. And for those of you out there who have multiple locations, and, you know, we're very transparent on this show. I don't pretend I know everything. That is one of the areas that we struggled with and still sometimes continue to struggle with, having that same consistency throughout locations because the buildings are different, the teachers are different, the families are different. So, you know, but the core things have to be the same, right? And so that's something that if you don't have those systems in place, and not only in place, but follow through and have your management make sure that they stay on top of and enforce.
Now, do you do video in the classroom?
We have video system for safety and security, but we don't have like TV.
So like
you can watch TV.
No, not that. Yeah. So like as a parent, can a parent log into that? Okay.
No, it's closed circuit.
Okay. Got it.
It's closed circuit. So yeah, some folks have a P&J, I think it's called P&J TV.
P&J.
Yeah, I think that's pretty,
PB&J?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, so, but I want to know, so was that, and I'm turning a little, was that a conscientious choice for security, or you didn't want to provide that level of access? Like, what was the thought process?
I think when we just brought it in, we had brought it in for security and now also training purposes.
Yeah.
So as the owner, when we review camera footage, you know, we'll say, you know, gee, I think Susie needs a little bit more support around how to keep the toddlers from climbing up on shelves, right? Or a little bit more training on engaging that circle time, you know, those kinds of things. So we'd use it for training. I also think it's really nice for them to come in and watch their classroom from afar and say, tell me what you think looks great. Tell me what you think, right? So it's a lot easier to say, hey, you know, this is what I looked at today.
Yeah.
Tell me what your thoughts are.
Because you're in it, you don't necessarily see it the same way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think it's really great. So yeah, that's one system that you can use for training. I think systems also keep everything in order from scheduling, paperwork. You know, we use here at the podcast, we use something called TeamUp, which we're not being paid by any of these companies that we're throwing out there, just FYI.
I have that.
But yeah, we use TeamUp. And so...
I just downloaded it.
Yeah, it's great. So in there, we can write what... who we're recording with. We can write in there what episodes are going to be released on what day, what time, all of that. And our whole team can go in there. So Steph knows the same thing that Derek knows, that Eric knows. Erica knows. We have to call myself the wrong name. Erica knows. We all go in the same place. And that system allows us to then figure out what shorts we're going to cut, what social media pieces are going to go on. You know, or I can say to you, hey, this is being released on such and such date. Like we know ahead of time it's planned. But you can use that certainly for your child care organization. And most of the apps right now have a place where you can schedule your staff, where you can message your staff. Especially if you're, you know, we had talked about boundaries very briefly and I cut you off a couple episodes ago. But if you're trying to create those boundaries of not having your phone go off all day and night from staff on your personal social media platforms or cell phone, we use ProCare Solutions, and there's a place to send a text message to all of your team, or there's a place for them to message, but that message goes to the company app, but not into your personal stuff. So then you can go in when it's convenient for you. Yeah. And I think, you know, with the organization, we juggle so many things as child care providers. Between accreditation or quality rating systems, licensing that's done every year, the inspections that are required yearly to, you know, go with our applications.
Do you pay for the licensing every year yourself, like the teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, yeah, yes and no. So the center pays for the central license. If they are a licensed teacher through the state of Rhode Island, then yes, they pay for a license as well.
Okay. And so that's something that they have to maintain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those that are licensed to the state as official teachers. Yeah. I think too, when you have systems, it saves you time.
Well, 100%. So time is a big thing for everybody, right? And it's like, oh, I don't have the time for that. Well, what I say is there's no free lunch. And so you either pay now or you pay later.
Yeah, yeah.
So you put in the time now and create these things and put Monday through Friday, you know, 7 to 4, whatever your thing is, right? Set that up now. And then remember the commercials, set it and forget it. Set it and forget it?
Yeah.
So you do that and you're done versus every day or every week going in and like, because then it's just a mess and you'll miss meetings. And so do it now or you pay later.
And yeah, one thing that I found was, and again, I always make reference to my daughter, Haley, but here's a great example. Haley will look at how many packets she has for enrollment. So when families come in, we give them an enrollment packet. She'll look, if she has less than 5, she'll make 30, she'll make 40, and it's stacked up. And other locations I'll go into and somebody comes in and maybe I don't know they're coming, or somebody on the last tour used the last packet. In the middle of a tour, I'm now trying to make an enrollment packet for a family. And you look unprofessional, you look disorganized, right? So by having someone on your team that really can really dial down and say, I'm great at these 5 things, let me take care of those for you.
And it's all important.
It's all
important. No one has to be, you know.
That's all important.
No, I'm going to say Jordan, right? Everyone will say LeBron. Everyone doesn't have to be the Jordan or the Scottie Pippen or the Magic Johnson. Like, if you play your role on the team, it's super important. So the person that orders, you know, hey, we're running low on toilet tissue in the bathrooms. We're running low on hand soap.
Derek's wife, she orders our supplies.
It's important.
It is important.
Because
especially when you're in the bathroom and there's no supplies left. Yeah.
And because when Derek's wife is on vacation and someone else doesn't pick that up, and then it's like, wait, we don't have any, you know, it's just, so I love it. But so back to, so systems. And I don't know if it's an official, it sounds like it's not official, but it's in her head. It's in Haley's head. But like, you know, once it goes down below a par level of 10, you reprint, right? Or once the phone is halfway, you put on a charger so it can charge.
Yeah.
If you have those standards, now it's not to say that it's not going to ever be completely dead or completely empty, but that par level idea is important, I think.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where some of the directors like, hey, Haley, you got 5 packets? And she's like, yep, sure do. Come on over and get them.
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, I think when you have that, and again, having multiple locations, you really need to be able to have that consistency throughout. And it's even just the small things. And I always say that at the end of each episode. It's even the small things in terms of like, you don't want to go to one center. Everybody's in a uniform and the uniform looks one way. And then you go to another location. You're laughing, but this is true, right?
Yeah.
You go to Burger King, everybody got the same uniform, no matter what Burger King you go to, right? Maybe the manager got a different color shirt, but it's still the same uniform, right? So it's all those little things that matter, that show you as a conducive and cohesive company. If not, and you don't have systems, there's no way you're going to have multiple locations and they're all going to be what you need them to be. What are your systems, you know? I know that you help folks put together systems. What are maybe some of your best thoughts or practices around that?
I think I always use, you know, and I mentioned her before in one of the previous episodes, but the smoothie place, I think, you know, I support her so much. And so that it's a passion of mine to really help. And then it's just a bonus of actually, you know, working with her on that level. But I think, again, systems that I mentioned before was simply having, not having like directions of ingredients. That's one. Two, systems of if you're having electrical work done or an exterminator coming in or whatever is going to disrupt your time of operations. How do you make the public aware of that in real time? Now, we have to think of what's reasonable and what's unreasonable. So it's unreasonable to, you know, go through your call log for all past 100 calls and call every person and say, hey, just so you know, we're not going to be open until blah, 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 right? But at the bare minimum, you can go on your website if you have one. You can go on your Instagram if you have one. You can go on your Facebook if you have one. If you have a mailing list, you can shoot off a quick thing, whether it has graphics or not, right? And so the hope is that you capture everyone in real time. Yeah. Because if you are supposed to work until 5 and you happen to leave early because you're not feeling well and you want to go to this place to get something to make you feel good, and this is what you want to do, and you get there and they're closed, how's that go?
Yeah.
Right? And it's just, talk about a service failure. So I've helped with stuff like that and just getting people to look at little things that now can be implemented. And you talk about multiple locations, it's paramount, because then otherwise it's just chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one place running like, you know, the Bronx, another place running like Brooklyn, another place looking like Harlem. And it's just like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's important to have, from the uniforms, how you answer the phone, what your business hours of operation are.
Yeah.
You know, do you all take all forms of payment? Do you bill monthly, quarterly,
yeah,
biweekly? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's all important, and just having some systems, because it's easier to identify when there's some failures.
Yeah. And I think it also brings up the point of staff accountability, because sure, when you have staff, when you have systems in place, you can hold the staff accountable for what they're doing or not doing to ensure everybody's pulling their weight.
Yeah.
So when you have good job descriptions that say
that are clear,
right?
No vague.
Vague, right?
No vague.
Who is responsible for what?
Yeah.
Right? Because if not, how are you going to be mad at somebody for something that they didn't even know they were responsible for? Or that responsibility changes day to day based on your mood.
Exactly.
It's got to be like what it is, clear and in writing. And I say that because I know there's some of you out there do that.
Well, and for the, you know, and for the negative Nathans and Nellies, it's important because they are the first ones that jump to the front of the line and say, that's not my job.
Yeah.
I didn't know because that's not my. And it's like, all right, we're all a team. You know, there's something on the floor. I know you're not the janitor, but
yeah,
like, let's just, you know, come on, guys. Like, I'm not asking you to go in the bathroom and clean the toilet. But if you see that there is a situation happening, close the door, maybe put a sign on a door and then email
the janitor,
yes,
or whoever. Yeah.
But like, if you're going to feel like it's not my job to do that, well, whose job is it exactly?
Yeah.
Right. So so to the point of what you just said, the clear job descriptions, this is what I believe, the clear job descriptions, then there's the unspoken team community group efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So if your shift is over and you're walking out and there's a kid screaming and banging on the carpet, do you just say I'm off the clock? And
mm-hmm,
or do you assume the role of like a police officer or firefighter, like that even though their shift ended, they're still on?
Sure.
Right? Until you leave the vicinity, you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to take the child and do the whole thing, but you go get, right? So it's that mentality of just being aware, and situational awareness, I think, is important.
Yeah. And I think especially safety, when I think about systems, I think about safety. And of course I would, because I'm a childcare owner, but you need to have systems around safety. Are you walking your playground daily? Are you making sure that nothing's happened overnight? Are you making sure that you are checking to make sure the floors aren't wet, that somebody isn't going to slip? Are you checking all those pieces?
Do your cameras work?
Yeah, your morning floor walk and throughout the day is probably one of the most vital systems that you would have, because it's life or death, right?
Literally.
Yeah, literally, right? So I'd say safety. You have to have systems around safety. I think you need to have systems around communication, even professionalism.
Mm.
Like I said, the worst thing ever is like you have a tour and you're in the middle, you're making copies of a book to give somebody. That's the worst thing. And you've just met that person.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a parent that you've been with a long time and they're like, hey, Eric, I need form XYZ. I lost my tax form. That's different,
yeah,
right? They already know you. You've already built that relationship bond, yeah, and so forth. And then I think, too, in our state, which is great, we have something called the Individual Professional Development Plan. And what that is a framework on how and what you need to do to move from point A to point B to continue to move your career. But it's a system.
Now, is this individual providers or the center?
Individual staff. So if you come in, okay, and you have zero experience, but you want to be a lead teacher in a year,
yeah,
we sit down and say, here are the things you need. Here are the resources. Here's when we're going to touch base and check in and say, okay, where are you at? What are, you know, we kind of click along. But it's very specific. It is a system. And if you work in any childcare in the state of Rhode Island,
yeah,
we all have the same form. It's very cohesive, yeah, right? Okay. The state just put in a new program called RISES, which is a electronic portfolio. Mm. You literally can just go in. It's all your documentation. You literally can go in and just change when you change centers. Okay, I don't work there anymore. Now I work at Jack and Jill. Change it there. And then all your information's there for the state. Your clearance check, your credentials, all that. So it's an electronic portfolio that you can just follow you. So systems like that make it so quick and easy.
Yeah. I mean, there's technology is what it is. And I think that it can definitely be helpful, or it can be an inconvenience depending on what happens, because there's always system failures in some way, shape, or form, no matter what we try to prepare for. It's like putting on an event, right? You spoke to everyone, you told them that they have to be there at 10 and blah, blah, blah. And then sure enough, someone doesn't get there until noon, mm-hmm. right? Or there's a power outage. So I think, having these systems and utilizing technology is important. But if you can simultaneously have a way of the old fashioned pen and paper or the old fashioned, labor, so it's, and that might be generational, right?
Yeah.
Like the young,
I've got both.
Like, someone that's 20 years old may not even oh, what is that? And they're all phones. But when your battery dies or your phone's updating, good luck.
Yeah.
Right. I can't imagine 20 years ago driving and not having a GPS and having to figure out, I can't even think, what did we do? Like, we print out map. I don't know. But anyway.
Well, we are actually seeing that right now. So we moved from parents signing in and out on paper to now a QR code or a PIN badge.
Interesting.
And so some folks were like adjusting to that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, well, when I have to send attendance sheets for audits, it's a lot easier just to have an electronic. I pull a report and email it as opposed to scanning paper. And not like, you've just doubled my workload,
exactly.
Right? So it's things like that. So I'm going to say that, systems are the thing that threads everything together. And just like on a car, you've got to do checks. You've got to do your oil check. You've got to, check the tires. You've got to do all those checks. And so using a checklist is a great system, I think.
Checklists.
Yeah. I love checklists. I think checklists are amazing and they're easy. They're easy to use. It's a bullet. Boom, 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 boom. Did I do these things? You'll sleep better at night. You'll definitely be less stressed as a childcare owner or director. And I think that it's a great way to also have something that's written that you can delegate to others who can help you through the process.
And others should have the checklist also.
Absolutely.
So your checklist may be different than your lead teacher and et cetera, et cetera.
Should have a checklist.
But I will say some people feel like they're above checklists. I've encountered that, right? Where people feel like, and this happens all industries. I know how to do my job. It's not about that. But like as you work there for years and years and years, you get comfortable. Mm-hmm. You forget that, I was supposed to turn the heat on when I walked in.
Yeah.
That's why when people walk into 10, they're freezing.
Yeah.
Right? But if you looked at that checklist, you'd be like,
yeah.
So.
It's funny you say that. I walk in a room and I go like this. This room is not in compliance. And they look at me and say, I don't need to look at the thermostat. I can tell you, I've been doing this for 25 years. I can tell you if you are off by 4 degrees one way or the other.
Really?
Yes, I can.
It's like a freaky.
Even at my house, no matter where you are. I can tell you, as soon as I walk in a room, I can tell you just about what. So many years of, no, but we're required to have the temp between a certain thing. So I'm just so conditioned to being in that temperature.
But when you say that versus if I say like, oh, this room's a little cold.
Yeah.
Like it sounds scary. Like this isn't
compliance. Not in compliance. I know instantly.
But then I think that gets immediate results.
It does. So I think that with that, hopefully we've given you some golden tips on why you should have systems in place. If you don't have systems in place, don't worry, because we are going to create a few episodes for you on how to create some systems for your childcare center. That's it for today. I'd like to say that it is the small details that you do every day in your childcare business that make the biggest impact. So thank you for tuning in. And as always, have a great day. Bye.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.